You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Come to feel what you need when what you really want inside can You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything that on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We
say, this okay? Call may be recorded or transcribed.
We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement, Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything is well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good day and a great weekend. Hoping you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather will be accommodating for you to do it, depending upon where you are in this country or where you are around the world. But, you know, the weather is what it is. You know, the weather is what it is. I mean, we messed that up because we didn't heed the warnings of science. And you question it. I mean, you just don't believe the science. You question it. And if it holds true, then you hopefully obey it because of the consequences. Yeah. That's why, man. I mean, okay, yeah. Sometimes for the last few years, it was very mild winters. And this time, we getting socked. It's cold. It's cold all the way down into the Gulf, all the way down into Florida. You know, the eastern portion of the United States is taking a big hit. But that's because 30, 40 years ago, they didn't heed the science because of the Europeans' greed. So we have to suffer the consequences. And that's the foul part. I mean, those who had the wherewithal to do something about it, who didn't, and who they are the ones who should suffer. But everybody here does, you know, and that's the thing. So anyway, let's get back to this introduction. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, 8 to 10 Pacific, any other time around the world. But if you can't listen to the program live, you just go to timeforanawakening.com. Don't go to TuneIn. Go to timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcast. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that. There will be programs that are dated and titled. Also, too, we have a shortcut. Just go to whatever search engine you use. Put in babaoshi.net. 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 And once again, programs that are dated and titled. Other programming that we have here. Time for an Awakening. This program is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and all times are going to give it Eastern times. On Thursdays, the Black Liberation Movement, Mississippi on the Move, with from 7 to 8, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. Fridays, today, 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Saturday from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. Sunday at 7 p.m., once again, Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black. The largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans, Brother Bomani Tayemba was my guest this past Wednesday. Good conversation as always about what he's doing on the continent, bringing the opportunity for people to go to Africa, decent prices, and see for yourself some exciting places. Of course, his mainstay has always been Ghana. He's been to Ghana so many, countless times. But
He's added some other nice places to go to, Liberia and Morocco, coming up. That's coming up. It'll be March 29th to April 9th, Liberia and Morocco. Then Ghana, July 11th through the 23rd. Then Kemet, November 21st to December 2nd, going to Kemet. And then December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azinha. April 1st to April 11th, 2025, Senegal and Gambia. May 24th to June 5th, 2025, Ghana. November 21st to December 1st, Brazil. Brazil. There are more Africans in Brazil than any country except Nigeria. That's right. There are more Africans in Brazil than any country except Nigeria. And we ain't running nothing there either. But you can go to Rio. But one thing unique about Brazil, they do have Salvador Bahia, where brothers and sisters, some of them live as they lived on the continent. So, Brazil. Africa for the Africans. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. If you want to give Brother Bomani a call, give him a call at 404-931-9429. That's 404-931-9429. Africa for the Africans.org. Habesha. Habesha Incorporated.org. Habesha stands for Helping Africa by Establishing Schools at Home and Abroad. And, of course, they are celebrating 22 years of doing what they're doing at the Art Exchange. February 3rd, Saturday, February 3rd, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Habesha Incorporated.org. And, of course, the great programs that Habesha offers. They're doing the work, family. They have the Kashi Project in Ghana that launched a couple of years ago. Yes, a couple of years, not time flies. Yeah, Habesha Incorporated.org. The LEDGE. LEDGE stands for Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics, the LEDGE Group. Brothers and sisters, they deal in the four areas of human existence, of human necessity, of human imperative, and that is food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 different projects in 6 different countries in Africa, with over 170 employed and over 260 members. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the LEDGE Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. Abibiatumi, A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I, abibiatumi.com. They have current repatriation and liberation efforts in Sierra Leone. They'll be talking about that, Brother Mansa Ajamu. Brother Mansa Ajamu. And that is 2 o'clock Ghana time. So remember, there is a 5-hour difference. So that would make that 11, 12. That would make that 10 a.m. 10 a.m., 10, 9, 10. Yeah, it's 10 a.m. All right. And that is the current repatriation and liberation efforts in Sierra Leone. The repatriation. Abibia Tumi. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan, is the Minister of Wellness. We're promoting Brother Nathaniel Jordan as well, and the work that he's doing. He's going to go to Tanzania next month, doing work there, doing work on the continent. And, of course, he's working with my good brother Ayo Kamathi, the Irritated Genie. And once again, Brother Ayo Kamathi will be on the program at Friday, in May 2nd, I think it is. May 2nd. February 2nd, where we'll be talking about his book, The Jews Are the Problem. Because, yeah, the Jews are the problem. But Brother, he deals with, Brother Minister of Wellness deals with the satanic American diet. and biblical plan for the quick weight loss disaster. So, you know, check out theministerofwellness.com, theministerofwellness.com, and the products that he has, the information that he has. And then, of course, the other holistic health people who I deal with is Brother Jabril. Brother Jabril with my SMI Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY, SMI Pharmacy. And he is has a lot of new herbs, spices, and all kinds of stuff, man. Right on, Brother Jabril. If you want to, give Brother Jabril a call at 770-765-7751, 770-765-7751, SMI Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY.com. The Moses West Foundation. The Moses West Foundation's website is just beautiful. Probably you got to thank Brother Apollo. There's some new videos on it too. Yeah. Check it out for yourself, Brother Moses West Foundation. Yeah. The mission of the Moses West Foundation is an innovator in the global sustainability guided by the vision of Moses West, that clean water is a fundamental human right. Our mission is to leverage cutting-edge atmospheric water generation technology to provide essential water access, foster community development, and promote environmental responsibility. Water is a right. It's a human right. Man, I tell you, Moses West Foundation family. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located in the West End here in Atlanta on Ralph Dibbert Abernathy. Tomorrow and Sunday, they'll be selling vegan food. I'm not sure what the cost is, but they'll be selling vegan food along with all the things that you can buy at Wadada's, the dry goods, beans, and so forth, lentils, along with the smoothies and fruit drinks and pastries and pies and so forth, man. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Fortunate to have some bookstores because a lot of communities don't have bookstores anymore. You know, you got to rely on Amazon. They don't have bookstores anymore. But Mama Nia's in the Greenbrier Mall. New place that she is in. It's well equipped and she has access to some space where she can do book signings and presentations and so forth. So she's got it going on. Mama Nia at the Medu Bookstore. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, T-shirts, figurines, gift certificates, and all kind of good stuff. You know. And give her a call. Because if you're looking for a book, give her a call. If she doesn't have it, she'll get it for you. At 404-346-3263, 404-346-3263, the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. My good brother Kazim Diajamu with the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar in Lithonia. That is east of Atlanta. Jump on I-20 going east. Take exit 74. Make a left. Now you're going north. And about a mile or so on the left will be the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. And Brother Kazim Diajamu has books and T-shirts and hair products, all kind of good stuff. The red and black and green shoes, the NASCAR shoes. Yeah. Give him a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. Brothers and sisters, there is light in the black dot. Jump back in your ride and head back the other direction. Now you're going south on Main Street in Lithonia, and you're about to jump on the expressway again and make a left. You're still going east. The next exit, exit 75, is Turner Hill Road. Make a right, three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People, in a Thursday night broadcast. Last night, from 9 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio, that's blogtalkradio.com/ULU, Us Lifting Us. If you want to call to listen, or if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. In Macon, Georgia, open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They have, oh man, they have it all. It's a one shop. I mean, they have it all, brother. Furniture, clothing. They even have a vegan restaurant on the premise. So, you know, they, it's, what is that, McDonald's? We do it all for you or something like that? No, brother. Brother Bija does it all for you. And give him a call at 478-256-1166. That's 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. Sun Goddess Sense. Sun Goddess Sense, brothers and sisters. My sister, Shelly Amonset. They're located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia, inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. And they have all kind of good novelties things. They have a lot of novelty things, you know. Things, stuff for your beard, you can groom your beard, t-shirts, sweatshirts, you know, NASGAS shoes as well. And, you know, whatever you like. Give my sister, Shelly Amonset, a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sanjay-Haiti. Check out Sister Gabby and what she's been doing with the young people in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. Sanjay, S-O-N-J-E, dash, Haiti, A-Y-I-T-I.org. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Brothers and sisters, check them out. Ackerman Institute. Ackerman Institute, that's Baba Baruti and Mama Ya and the work they're doing. They can, if you want to donate to them, and I will hope that you would, you can use PayPal. Just go to yahbaruti.com, yahbaruti.com. Or if you want to use Cash App, $ Yah, Y-A-A, the letter M, then Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I. If you want to check out some of the books, because Baba Baruti is a prolific writer, AkabenHouse.com. Go to AkabenHouse.com. That's right. And, of course, the book I read from every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is the Inyah Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Inyah Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Let me get my glasses here. Yeah. January 18th. Virtually all black political research and civil rights organizations that operate in the United States are dependent upon grants from white American individuals and institutions. Thus, American African organizations are not owned by those whose message the organizations are perceived to convey. Randall Robinson. So many of the black grassroots organizations which came to prominence in the 60s have become disappointments as well. In hindsight, they have always been the handmaidens of European culture, seeking only to color Urugu's world. Their politics have never been truly revolutionary. They have never sought African sovereignty. For the most part, the leadership only sought validation, threatening anarchy to gain leverage in the contest for inclusion, belligerently castigating any below the rank who dare question their sub-assimilationist motives. If nothing else, this revolutionary contradiction is evident in the lingering cries to create an independent society within Urugu's stolen land, that every Negro must be included in our revolution
and the admittance of alliances with liberal whites. Urugu, who has always funded and bedded them anyways. This is not to say that they accomplish nothing of benefit for African people, but their current promotion of our homosexualization and gender confusion efforts to undermine race first by strengthening their ties with the Caucasian benefactors and defending the authenticity of the past and present leaders who are sleeping with the enemy call this into question. Be careful of who you look to for educated leadership. I say, affirm, I only support and work with an organization which respects our tradition and seeks to independently empower African people. Let me repeat, affirm, I only support and work with in organizations which respect our traditions and seek to independently empower African people. January 19th. We believe that our ancestors have laid an excellent foundation for what love is. The best word that exemplifies love for them was service. We believe that dutiful service to an individual is one of the greatest expressions of love. Selfless service is much more correct idea of love than selfish expectations that pacify our personal insecurities. Our ancestors' intimacy serves as a perfect model for our imperfect complementarity relationships. What worked for them will work for us because they are us and we are them. In following their well-placed footsteps, complements should evidence mutual respect, culture and political alignment, believe in work with divisions based on skills, abilities, and interests, repeated honest understanding, forgiveness, heartfelt empathy and sympathy for each other, meaningful regular communications, agreement on and practice of sexual morality, a family-child priority, fearless defense of each other and community, a willingness to give and receive constructive criticism, and last but not least, mental, emotional, and physical fidelity. None of these things are unreasonable for nation builders who prize complementarity. Complementarity works because we work at it. It has to be worked at. Affirm, I define love in selfless, service-centered terms. Affirm, I define love in selfless, service-centered terms. January 20th. Neutralization is a silent art. Ojede. There is great importance in delivering the righteous word. Lies must consistently and consciously be revealed in a reality that glorifies deceit in order to control and confuse. This corrective work is imperative, and our truth must be explained as much as necessary and made as functional as possible, lest we accelerate our regressions into racial, cultural, and national oblivion. However, because of the self-defeating direction it occurs, the longer we become absorbed in running our mouths, pretending that this is just the same debate and that arguing unaccompanied by effective action will somehow solve our issues, the greater our enemies' gains will be against us. It is important to realize that distraction and the waste of time and resources are two of Urugu's least recognized but progressively most effective long-term strategies against us. While certainly we are responsible for the use of these energies and things at our disposal, many of us are completely unaware that we do not think for ourselves and in our best interests is in expanding them. Those of us who say that we do this to ourselves do not. Don't you hate that? I know how we do this to ourselves. We are our own worst enemy. I hate that. Those of us who say that we do this to ourselves do not understand the nature and tenacity of the menticide instilled through our Eurocentric socialization. Warriors, beware of the battle which will raise within
when you decide to stop wasting your time, energy, and resources on material frivolities and intellectual as well as emotional distractions. Know that this fight will not be easy because you will be warring against all that they have taught you and everyone you know. Operate on the principle that nothing should be wasted on anything that does not work toward our liberation, our empowerment, and sovereignty of African people. Affirm, I silently neutralize our enemies. Affirm, I silently neutralize our enemies. Brothers and sisters, the Inya Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Yes, sir. That's what we need. Revolutionary thought. Revolutionary thought. Yeah, we're going to just open up the phone lines. What you want to talk about today? What's going on? What's the most important to you? Because I was happy to have, like I said, my brother, Brother Bomani Tayemba of Africa for the Africans on this past Wednesday. And I hope to at least have a guest a week or something like that. You know, I'm trying. Yeah, and I was thinking about some topics and looking at the news and looking at events. I just decided to say, hey, let's just open up the phone lines. What's on your mind? Yo Show or open mic, letting me know what you think. And of course, I can tie the phone lines up with rhetoric. Don't want to do that. I want to hear things that are relevant and pertinent, especially to our struggle. I think that reading the Inya Sesem all the time gives me all kinds of inspiration, especially as it relates to working with us and working against the all the things that Yorugu throws at us on a constant basis and not falling prey to, well, we're our own worst enemy. Because a lot of us don't feel or see what they have done and continue to do because we think that we have our right minds. We think that, you know, we're free to think and free to know. And that we're free to educate. Let me say this. We are. We are. But let the multitudes of us begin to educate outside of this system. Because even those charter choice and alternatives and different schools and so forth, they didn't benefit us. They benefited just like everything else in the society. It benefits individuals. It doesn't benefit us collectively. And we are a collective people. And our problem is that there are so many of us who don't understand that. And think what's most important is, hey, I'm fine. Everything's cool with me. I live in a nice apartment, a nice home, a nice neighborhood, drive a nice car. I got a nice job, you know. With the people that I work with, everybody's cool. I'm doing well. Why ain't you doing well? You know, got to understand that not only does the society not work for us, it doesn't even work for white folks, you know, at the way that it does. I mean, obviously, it benefits them more because it is run by them, you know. They are the ones that dictate and control it, but, yeah. And yet, we think somehow we can overcome this, just like I read in the Inya Sesem. You know, there are some of us who are just willing to go along and try to impact this thing and even try to have a piece of it. You know, it's like the Republic of New Africa. You know, taking the five states. Why didn't they take Florida, too, you know, when they mapped that out? You know? I need to take Florida.
Wish I could ask a Republic of New Africa member that, that get a perspective on that. Why didn't y'all take Florida as well? Why in the six? Yeah, the whole Southeast. You know, you could had should have had North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. Hell, why not across the river, Louisiana? Okay, we'll take that too. And Florida. That's seven states. The whole Southeast. So they can have Texas, you know. But Louisiana? What about Arkansas? You want Arkansas too? Okay, we'll take Arkansas too. So there's a whole... Wait a minute. What about Tennessee and Kentucky? So now, what, Virginia? You want Virginia? Nah. No, Virginia, West Virginia, nah, bump that. We'll take, then you can keep Kentucky and Tennessee. I don't know about Tennessee. I like Tennessee. So let's take Tennessee. But you can keep Kentucky. Yeah, okay. So now you got the whole southeastern portion of the United States. And now you're going to declare independence, self-determination. That's going to be yours. And now you got to develop the infrastructure for, you know, water. Maybe you might have to dam something, some lakes, or you might have to dam some rivers or something like that. Because the America's infrastructure in that area, they might sabotage it. They might blow it up. So you got to do everything on your own. We're giving you the land, you know, giving you some dynamic cities, Atlanta being one of the top cities in the Southeast, that's being real, you know. And so see how you can develop and grow being in that situation. Yeah. It's interesting. Many, many, many people believe we'd be running right back. Running right back to the Caucasian, running right back to Urugu. Regardless of what they have planned for us, because what they have planned for us is no good. No good. Genocide. Speaking of genocide, in the news, that asshole Netanyahu is refusing to do anything but kill the Palestinian people is reduce them from within the borders of so-called Israel to nothing. Their thing is, this is it. We're going to go ahead and eliminate the Palestinian people. And so many people are very angry with Joe Biden, calling him all kinds of names, because right away we, you know, support Israel unconditionally. Whatever they want to do, how they want to do it, we support them. They've supported them monetarily, they supported them militarily. They supported him in all so many ways over so many decades. They were instrumental in its beginnings. The Balfour Declaration. They were instrumental from Jump Street. And so what the world is seeing right before their eyes is the destruction. You know, the other day on the news, a feature on the news,
with these kids who are taking care of themselves because their parents have been killed. You know, this one little boy who's got to search in the rubble for whatever can be eaten, take it back into a blowed out apartment, no windows and so forth, no heat, nothing. But he had, I think he had like three other brothers and sisters there. Man. So there are a lot of groups, and interesting to see how South Africa, what happens with that South Africa, you know, because European Jews are very instrumental in South Africa. Well, shit, they got the diamonds, De Beers, you know, that goes from South Africa to Israel. The main import and export is diamonds. The main. You know, then they control it. But there's so many other things that the European Jews control. And of course, if you point out anything, yeah, I can't wait to have my good brother Ayo, the Irritated Genie, on the program where we, you know, might have to do a two-parter on this, because it's going to be a lot of information. It's going to be, you know, I think it's a no-holds-barred. Yeah. No-holds-barred presentation on that day. Because the European Jews have been the master manipulators. The European Jews, in fact, you know, if you follow that story, you know, because the European Jews, all of the stories in this history, in this theological history of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, are stories. Now, many people who are followers of those religions, and those are the three major religions of the world, with the exception of Hinduism, Confucianism. There's a lot of other religions. and theirs are just as valid as Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. But the three major religions that dominate the theology around the world, they're, you know, they go back and forth with each other. Christians don't want to believe that, the Muslims. And of course, the Jews don't believe that with the Christians, you know. But that is so. And these religions, there are no historical. There are no historical things, particularly of ancient times. Maybe now, but of ancient times. Here you have, as an example, here you have Kemet. And you have the theology of Kemet. And you have all the things that were happening 5,000 years ago. And you can see them. You can touch them. You can, if you read Medu Netra, you can read about it. It's documented. It's documented in stone. In stone. But you can't find not one, not anywhere of the people of the Bible, a marker, a place that this is, you know, we believe, that's what they say. See, just like we believe that Jesus was at this particular place, that, you know, go down to the cavern. I was there in Egypt, in Kemet. We believe. And yet, we are made to believe. We are made to believe that these things are historical. And see, that's the thing about Christianity. If you read Marimba Ani's book, Urugu, and I've read the religious part of the book many times, because that's the thing. Everybody else's theology is myth. Theirs is historical fact. You have TV movies to substantiate it. You have movies from long ago to present day, and they still follow the same non-historical images and stories. Still. Yeah. But there is no truth to them. Ten Commandments will be on in a few months. You know, Easter's coming up. You know, great cinematic, you know. The story of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. All of these things. And you are to believe them. In fact, that's why some of the fundamental Christians, some of the evangelicals, support Netanyahu and what he is doing in Palestine to rid that country of Palestinians. Now, back about 40 some years ago, back in the 80s, supposedly, that marker was 1988, because it was 1948 that Israel came into existence. And so they said, using that 40-year thing, 40 years. Here they come again with that 40 years. So using the 40-year marker that once the 40 years and then, see, for Christians, that 40-year marker was the tribulation, and the rapture. And that was the number of books and so forth. The tribulation and the rapture was going to happen. You know, it is 40 years hence. And that's why, even today, they still, okay, well, it didn't happen then, but it's going to happen. So we're putting our faith in the destruction and the coming of Israel, the destruction of Palestine and the becoming of Israel. And then this great calamity will happen, and then there'll be the rapture then, and they'll rapture us up to heaven, and we will be, you know, yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that the reality of all of that is, how can you verify that? But more importantly, how can you substantiate that? You can't. So what do? You have a big stick. You have weaponry to bring those who argue against you into a submission. Either you believe it or you die. 646-646.
Hey, oh, what's happening, bro? How's everything?
It's well, man. How are you doing?
I'm all right, man. Listen, didn't Netanyahu yesterday say from river to river?
Yeah. Yeah, Netanyahu said no.
Wasn't that got Lamont Hill kicked off from CNN?
Yeah.
And nobody else could say river for river without catching hell? in this country?
I don't know, but I mean, there's a lot of things you're forbidden or prohibited from saying.
It can't be said.
Right.
But this devil, low life, no good dog, he could say it.
Of course.
You know, the contradictions of this society and the so-called elite that run the world is amazing. Here it is. You got this Indian or whatever the hell you want to call her, Narada, Nikki, Huckley,
Haley, Nikki, Kiki, Haley,
Ricky,
yeah,
Vicky, Dicky,
yeah,
whatever you want to call this mutt. She can't even say that America is a racist country.
Of course not.
And the sickest of them all that I've seen this last week is Dr. Ben Carson. That Negro definitely needs a burning necktie.
he said something this week.
Sick.
He said something this week.
He is sick.
Oh.
I mean, that Negro done absolutely lost his mind on the level of kissing white folks' ass. I mean, this is crazy. The things that he's saying, you know, to pander to a dog in Fredo.
Yeah.
I haven't seen,
only thing I've seen online is some kind of thing that he's worked out in terms of helping you internally or some shit like that. I don't know. But what has he said? What has been said?
It's too crazy to ever repeat about something about Trump is like godly like and it's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
he just needs the next time.
Yeah.
And to get it over with and save him from his misery. But, you know, the reality is America's getting what it deserves, B. Because anytime you could have one person manipulate the theater of the absurd in the direction of which a country is going and control it and manipulate it on the level that this guy does, you deserve whatever goes down. Because if you can't see that this man is not fit to lead your nation, then something's fundamentally wrong with you. And the black people that support him, to me, are just as insane. And I mean, Biden, based on what he's doing with this whole Israel situation, he's no better as far as being an enemy to any people of color, because he's basically setting up the destruction of the planet if this thing keeps going forward, because you could definitely see World War III popping off on a certain level, and it's just a matter of how much it escalates to someone dropping something that they don't need to drop. And once it drops, then it's no telling what's going to go down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're going to have to really, really hold back if somebody drops something. Because remember, there's countries and nations that have the ability to reach over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, nobody's just going to let themselves be destroyed like they did to Japan. That ain't happening.
Right.
That's just not the reality. So, you know, it's crazy. I just was reading the paper and I just saw where, you know, Biden did another one of his pandering moves and he done deducted some more student loan money. And, you know, I don't think that's really motivating black people to be on his side, because black people are looking for this whole reparations nonsense.
Yeah, that ain't, you know, that, that's, I mean, showing that, hell ain't,
and
happening.
He'll start pandering with reparations, I say, I would say around June or July.
Yeah, he'll because come close up to the, getting to the elections.
To get the Negroes. Yeah.
Right.
Because, he'll come up with another gimmick to get that, the Negro
right,
back.
He did it the last time, and it's not going to happen.
Well,
reparations not going to happen, but us being fooled, that could easily
happen. Of course it's going to easily happen if you do it the right way.
That could easily happen.
But the crazy thing that's getting me, and you just have to look how it plays out in the media, and it shows how dangerous the media is Fredo talking about a president needs complete immunity.
That's crazy.
That's dangerous, bro.
That's dangerous, man. I saw that.
Because,
yeah. I saw that. I said to myself,
if that was me and I was the president and I had complete immunity, I would off him quickly.
Well, that's the thing.
I wouldn't play no games with him.
What he's saying and he has said that he could do a number of things that are truly illegal and dangerous and yet be excused for doing it because he's the president because I have complete immunity.
He's the type of psychopath that would do it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
He's the type of psychopath that would do it because he is absolutely a psychopath.
And he's
a narcissistic psychopath. But like I've been telling people, and I think they've been looking into it a little bit more, is that Project 2025.
Okay.
The more you look at that stuff, man, the more if he gets back in office and they have control of the Congress and the Senate, this is rap for this country, Lee, as far as so-called democracy, because I don't think it's really democracy anyway. But, you know, these Negroes who think that this country is so fair and righteous, man, they got the rudest awakening they will ever have if he gets back in office. Yeah. Because you got to remember, everybody he puts in office now is going to be one of his sycophants.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be people like when he first went into office that could hold back on some of the madness and the things that he wanted to do. Now everyone he placed in office is going to be a yes man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we facing some things that I don't think we really understand. And what makes it frustrating to me is all people talk about is Trump, 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 but they never talk about what we as black people need to do.
And see, let's say this.
He gets in office to survive.
Let me say this.
That's my whole thing.
Let me say this.
You know, what
Jay,
are we going to talk
Jay,
about?
Jay.
What do we do?
Let me say this. I think that I remember, Jay, there were many times, I'm only 70 years old. So there's some things that I'm starting to not remember, but I do remember many times, especially in the 60s when we started growing up in the 60s. Because in the 50s, the hardcore racism of the South, the segregation of the North, and so forth, we were fighting that, you know. We were boycotting that. But it was the 60s where we started, we're gonna take some, you know, it's the mindset of it. It's ours as well. And so what happened? We got appeased. We believed that this country would do right, finally do right by us because we were going to tear this mother down, you know. But yet that tricked us. And those brothers and sisters who are still, like myself, still believe in independence, self-determination, and sovereignty for African people, still are trying our best to impart that on our people. And so now, when we thought about, okay, well, shit, when they elect Ronald Reagan, oh, you know, Ronald Reagan has three names and it has six letters in each name. He's the beast, 666. And so that's whole going to change. That whole thing's going to change. And then we're going to, no.
it was business as usual. Oh, well, maybe after Ronald Reagan, you know, maybe the Clintons, not the Clintons, the Bushes. No. Even though little George was terrible. You know, other George was Ronald Reagan's vice president. Yeah. And then, of course, Barack. And the thing about Barack, well, maybe now with Barack in, no. It's never going to happen the way that it'll benefit us. So now, if this thing happens in the Project 25, which, of course, is a takeover of the executive branch of government and federal government and so forth, and instilling a right-wing conservative, will that do it? I don't know. Only thing I do know and I give a damn about is the independence, self-determining, liberation, and sovereignty for African people. Will that come about? And of course, that's not here, Jay and brothers and sisters. It's not here. We got to get up out of this madness. We got to get up out of this madness. And we have to kick, and we got to get the understanding of brothers and sisters on the continent. We're coming home. We're coming home to help.
Yeah, well, Oshie, let's be clear, bro. I mean, the reality is that's what we wish for, but the practicality and the truth of the matter is that's not going to happen for the majority of us. The question becomes, how do we survive here? Because if they're able to do certain things, which the way things are placed, you're looking at Jim Crow 2.0 on a level
what do you say? I'll acquiesce to this, and I'll take whatever goes along, or do you say
no? I say we build a plan to sustain and protect ourselves to be able to move forward. You know, the reality is, like my great brother says, my brother, and you know, he is my brother. Brother Rouse says, we need a goddamn military in order to do what you're saying. But the reality is, you live in a country that's already militarized by the powers to be and white folks. So what you have to do, and this is what I think you may not be catching, what I'm saying is you have to build a plan to become militarized and in the process sustain yourselves and build. Because remember something, brother, and I don't think a lot of us understand that. We talk about sovereignty. But we have to have sovereignty here to connect with home so that we could intertwine with one another to build and grow.
We can't have sovereignty. We leave here, Jay. We get the fuck out of here.
For the majority of us, not going to happen like that. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. You got to protect yourself here, brother.
So what I'm saying is that if, you know, we're leaving this madness, we're outgunned and outmanned, okay? And they have all the ability to poison us. They have all the ability to do all these things to us. And so we just exit. In the Bible, the Exodus did not happen. The Exodus is a fairy tale, is a fable. It's not true. It didn't happen. I mentioned before the Ten Commandments. When you see that every Easter time, that did not happen. But we must have an Exodus. We must get up out of here. That is the only salvation for us.
How do you make an exodus if you're not prepared for the exodus? So, how do you make an exodus going to some place where you haven't done the necessary things to secure your people's survival? I know too many people, or I know a few people who have packed their bags unpreparedly, went to Africa,
and now they're coming back
for a period of time, and now they're coming back.
You're right.
If we plan, brother, to do it, we can do it. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it, but you have to plan to be able to do it. And in order to do it the right way,
my belief, brother,
you have to have something secure here to be able to work with you there to survive. It's just like, I'll use a quick example.
Quickly, because I'm going to go to a break. I got to go to a break.
Import-export. Uh-huh. If you do import-export over in Africa, you got to have somebody in Africa to protect your shit.
Yeah, no doubt. And same here. All right. Let me take this break. Brother Irv, hold on. Brother Irv, hold on to after the break. Brother, I got you straight up. I'm in the Bantu. And anybody else who wants to jump in on this conversation.
And that Negro, Oshie, and that Negro in Texas or St. Louis, I did go to YouTube and looked at an old Dr. Clark for you.
Okay, brother. Right on, Jay. Okay. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on TimeForAwakening.com and Black Talk. RadioNetwork.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Wow. Just succinctly here, since we're talking about this, and of course you already heard, and you heard Jay talk about Trump talking about I should have unfeathered, unequivocal immunity. Project 25 is a plan to reshape the executive branch of the United States federal government in the event of a Republican victory in 2024's presidential election. It was established in 2022. The project seeks to recruit tens of thousands of conservatives to D.C. to replace existing federal civil service workers. It characterized as the deep state, the civil service, when they're the deep state. Yeah. So, I tell you, man, this is crazy, isn't it? Okay, where am I at? Okay. To further the objectives of the next president, the next Republican president, although participants in the project cannot promote a specific presidential candidate, many have close ties to Trump and the Trump 24 presidential campaign. The plan would reform a swift takeover in the entire executive branch under a Marxist vision of a unitary executive theory, a theory proposing that the President of the United States has absolute power over the executive branch upon inauguration. So the president, there is... The development of the plan is led by the Heritage Foundation, an American conservative think tank, in collaboration with some 80 partners, including Turning Point USA, led by Charlie Kirk. Citing the anonymous source, the Washington Post reported that Project 25 includes immediate invoking of the Insurrection Act of 1807 to deploy the military for domestic law enforcement and directly the DOJ to pursue Trump adversaries. Project Director Paul Danz, a former Trump administrator, said in September 2023 that Project 2025 is systematically preparing to march into office and bring a new army, aligned, trained, and essentially weaponized conservatives ready to battle against the deep state. Project 2025 consists largely of a book of policy recommendations titled Mandate for Leadership, the Conservative Promise, and an accompanying personal database open to submission. There is also an online course called the Presidential Administration Academy and a guide to developing transition plans. Reactions to the plan include various describing its authoritarian in an attempt by the Trump administration to become a dictator and a path to leading the United States toward with several experts in law criticizing it for violating current constitutional laws that would undermine the rule of law and the separation of powers. Additionally, some conservatives and Republicans also criticized the plan, for example. Man. Yeah. Yeah. Brother Irv, good afternoon. Brother Irv, you there? Good afternoon. Okay. Mama Nabantu, are you there?
I'm just listening.
Me too.
I'm at ER. My son hurt his foot, so I'm just listening in.
All right, dear. Thank you. Brother Paul, is that you?
Baba, Baba Ochi.
What's up? What's up, Brother Paul? How are you doing, my friend?
Did you hear your tune?
Yeah.
Exodus.
That's right.
Exodus. The movement of your people.
That's right. And that's what has to happen.
Movement.
The movement of the people. Huh? Man, this is madness. This is madness. And a friend of mine kept sending me texts that, you know, Trump 2024, Trump's going to win and this, that, and the other. And I keep laughing at him because it's insane to believe that Donald Trump is going to win, you know.
You know, not to be too sadistic, Baba Ochi, you're my elder, and I ultimately absolutely respect your work and your stance. You know, I'm always, but you know, in all truth, there's a part of me with seriously, Baba Ochi, I have to be honest with you, right? From I've been born to this point in time, I was born to fight. That's it, man. I can't lie. You know, I've been crucified for that. And I've been made to feel bad about that. I have all my life. I'm telling you the truth. You know what I mean? And even my own father, yeah? My own father's a martial artist, yeah? And the reality of it is, from 8 years old, he had us running and doing all sorts of stuff. And he made sure that we had to defend him.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a bit strange, his behavior, because anytime I got myself into a situation, he'd be very upset with me, telling me that I should walk away and all these sort of stuff. And in honesty, sometimes in certain environments, it's not always good. You can't walk away, man. That's the reality.
Right, you can't. You got to stand and fight. No doubt.
And you're there in the situation. You can't always do that, man. You know what I mean? But he was never happy. If I tell him of a situation, he was never happy about that. But what I'm trying to point is this, yeah? Part of me thinks, there's a good part of me says, let Trump rule, man. Let him come on. Bring on the fight, man. Bring it on. That's how I feel about it. Because I'll be honest with you, elder. You, my elder. I am tired of the bull crap, nonsense from certain individuals, the rubbish coming out of their mouth. Look, a fighter knows this, yeah? When it comes down to the real fight, most people are going to freeze up. Most people are going to run for their life. That's what's going to happen, Baba Ochi. Look, when you watch TV and you see them situations of war, you see them women and children and men all trying to escape. They're running for their life.
Yes.
That's what's happening. Only the people who are born with fight in their systems will fight. Even when you study the American situation. I looked at that. There's something like 5% of the population fought in that. Only 5%. You know, they talk about it like some big revolution and everybody was fighting. No, they weren't. Only 5% fought.
Right.
Now, those of us who know in our souls we fight, that's what we're born for. And we're going to die that way. So bring it on. Bring it on. I say bring it on. Because the talking, the marching, the showboating is over. That time's over. Bob Ocho, what I'm trying to say to you, the internet now, and with technology, most people, even young people, my own children, they see exactly what's going on. You can't fool them anymore. You can't tell them a lot of rubbish. They're not taking it. Look, I was even in the school. I used to go into the school. I could see, even when I was at school, look, I know some of them teachers were total idiots. Total, absolute idiots. And do you know how I knew? You just ask them two questions. You know they don't know what they're talking about. And I used to wonder, why have they sent these people to teach us? They don't know hell what they're talking about. Okay? And today it's even more clearer. These children can go on their phone and type in everything. They know these teachers are rubbish. They know these teachers don't know the hell what they're talking about. Just like some people who come on this radio station, they don't know a hell what they're talking about. You know, they think they know,
the host.
They know they don't know. Yeah. So what I'm telling you, no one can sell no more dope for hope. We don't want no more dope for hope. Some of us just want the reality. And the reality is this, Baba Ochi. Us on this planet today, we're in a sad, sad state of affairs. And this state of affairs we're in, there's no future in it. Baba Ochi, come on, man. You're my elder.
I agree.
The state of affairs we are today, there's no future in this. There's no future for us as a people. We can see what they're doing. I said to you before, Baba Ochi, we as a people in the 600 years of this thing, we haven't built one prison for this devil. Not one. But yet, they take our hard-earned money, and they build prisons for us. What kind of madness is that? Yeah. And we sit back and accept it. We even give them more money, prisons, for us to put in. And I ask you again, think about this. I want you to think about this, my elder. My elder, I want you to think about this. In 600 years, how many prisons have we built for them? And you know why we haven't built no prisons for them? Because we're out of our goddamn minds. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
And that's the way they got us. So there's no future for us like this anymore. They can't school us and fool us with their nonsense anymore. Because we know it's nonsense. So we have to get down to business. And if Trump needs to bring it on, bring it on, because we need to get down to business. And those who are going to run for their life, you better start packing now. Like that brother X used to come on the radio and say, you better run for the hills. Run for the hills. That's what you need to do. Run for the hills and hide in the hills, because it's going to get on. And for me personally, bring it on. Bring it on.
I'm going to start playing Exodus, man. Because that's what it is. This is an exodus. Africans everywhere, everywhere we are, brother.
You're talking sense.
Brother
X used to come and he was talking sense too. He was talking sense.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with a psychopath.
Yes.
And just like supporting a psychopath in Israel, they're psychopaths too, and that's what they're going to do. So you better fight or you better run for your life. Pack up and run.
Let's go.
And stop fooling us with your nonsense and talk like you think you know. That's it.
That's it.
That's it, Baba Ochi. That's the reality. How is there a future like this? We're out of our minds. We pay for our own demise. We pay for it for our taxes.
Yeah.
Our own demise.
Yeah.
We send our children to work for the enemy to put us in prison. That's what we do. We do that.
Yeah.
And then we pretend like we're doing something good. Oh, yeah, I'm going to send him to university to go and work for the enemy to go and put us in a further state of demise.
We cheer
about that. Look, today, most of us, through technology, we know what's going on. It's clear. And we are out of our minds. No matter what we're doing, we're out of our minds because we're just supporting a system which is keeping us down, 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 down. When I listen to you over that side of the pond, I see the same patterns, what they're doing to us, the same patterns.
Yes.
Because it's a plan. It's a worldwide plan. And in Africa, it's the same. They're doing the same to them over there.
Yes.
They just want to take the land.
That's why, to me,
remove us,
Brother Paul,
land.
That's why, to me, the only place that we can and we should go and fight and eradicate Europeans out of is Africa. Not here, not anywhere else, not in England. You're not going to do it in England. You're not going to do it in France and Spain and Portugal and Germany. In Germany, or the Netherlands. No, you're not going to do it there. The only place you can do it is on the continent. And we must eradicate them off the continent like they're eradicating the Palestinians out of Palestine.
Baba Ochi, I want to say this, You know, why I have to respect you, Baba Ochi? Because at least you got a plan. Look, the reality of it is this. I'm not going to wrong you, but all I would say is this, and you say this, and I totally sit with you on this. Even if we're going to run to Africa, I don't even mind if we run to the moon or we go and run to Jupiter. But the reality of it is, if our minds aren't right, if we can't get our minds right, it's pointless. Look, if we go to Africa with the same mad mentality, let me tell you what I'm talking about, the mad mentality. You know, you make a joke and fool's going to jump up and down and scream out the place like they're some bad man. Fool, idiot business, right? Or you're gonna backstab a man, or you're going to sleep with a man's wife as he turns his back. Or you're going to smoke dope to your high as a cat and drunk as a skunk. Or you're going to continue with the same nonsense behavior. You know, Africans, let me just give you one point. Africans don't smoke. White man made us smoke. It's the white man who brought this stuff to us. And we smoke like it's our nature. And we don't even stop to think. That's why we're out of our minds.
Right.
Most of us are sick. Heart disease, diabetes, all these things.
Yes.
This is the white man's poison, which has done it. And he tells us it's inheritory, like we're dumb.
We inherit
nothing. It's the poisons they give us.
Right.
And we're happy with them poisons. We're happy. Okay, so before we run off to Africa, please, we have to get our minds right. That means we have to come off his poison. Come off his poisons. Stop buying his nonsense. Stop supporting his nonsense.
Yes.
Stop being the addicts we are. And because it's, to me, going to Africa with this same mad, crazy mindset, and it is mad and crazy. ain't going to mean nothing, because all we're going to do when we get there, we're going to fight each other, and then they're going to sit back and watch, right? And, and we're going to fight each other for the little pettiness, for the little stupidity, and then he's going to come and take over again. That's what's going to happen. So unless we get our minds right, unless we realize that sometimes, I know you're not going to like this, Baba Ochi, you're not going to like what I'm going to say, sometimes, some not all the times, we are our own worst enemies, sometimes. And it's not because of divine like that, it's because of the way we behave towards each other. We ain't got no respect for one another.
That's right. Okay, I agree with that.
And that's right. But that's the bottom line. Yeah. You know, on the streets we see these young people shooting and killing each other. I can bet you 9 times out of 10. You know what the problem is? No matter what the argument, whether it's over money, whether it's over girls, whether it's over drugs, it always comes down to lack of respect. He didn't respect me. He didn't respect me, so I'm gonna put a bullet in his head. He didn't respect me. We don't have respect for each other. And if we had more respect for each other, then a lot of our problems would be solved. We'd be able to get our minds right. If we weren't backstabbing,
I agree. Backchatting, I say it all the time.
Jealousy,
you know
and
I
all
do.
Those things.
We are at war for the minds of our people. We're at war for our minds.
Yes,
I agree.
Exactly.
Let me catch Brother Irv here right quick. Brother Paul, you just hold on. Thank you, bro. Brother Irv, what's happening?
Brother OG, I've been holding on for a minute. This is Jesse Jackson here. Brother Obama told us that there was a light at the end of the tunnel. He never told us it was a train. So, Brother OG, Brother Paul, and Brother Jay have some good points. We have to understand here in this country that our pleasures have been weaponized. And that's why we're addicted to the things that we're addicted to. We're addicted to pleasure. That's why the biggest porn site in the world is Pornhub, owned by a rabbi Jew. And all these pleasures are what we're seeking. You know, when they say the pursuit of happiness, they switch that word to pleasure. And that's why most American Africans are in the situation that they're in, because they're imitating the Caucasian. And when we get to Africa, let's be clear. If you put a man in another man's house, he's going to act like that man. He has to. That's his house. But when you put him in his own house, now he feels a sense of ownership. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to act different. He's going to teach different. When you own something, it's different than renting something. These Jews are coming with the only immigrants in this country that the United States is fighting for their homeland.
Mm-hmm.
Not immigrants. Why aren't you fighting for my homeland? Because we're afraid to say we're African. We have been brainwashed into believing that we're fragmented. I'm not like that guy. I'm not like them. Africans don't even like us. So the point I'm making is marketing works. Marketing works. That's why I went out and bought $100, $150 tennis shoes. That's why I wanted to get me a Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac didn't run no better than a Toyota. Black people didn't make neither one of them, because we don't believe that we should be buying from our own at all costs. We should always support our brother, our brethren. What do you think these Jews are doing? They running over there killing these Palestinians because they're supporting their brethren.
Mm-hmm.
I said, ain't going to be no two-state solution. They just came out and said that. So all that two-state.
We're taking
everything now. You're going to help us. But to sit here and say that Donald Trump the enemy is Donald Trump. The enemy is not Donald Trump. The enemy is the people who are supporting Donald Trump. You know, I looked at the Golden Globes, and they had this homosexual RuPaul in a dress hollering, "We need freedom," because there's nothing wrong with drag queen story hour. There's nothing wrong with a come on, you laugh. This is real. This was on television with 91 million people watching. There's nothing wrong with a white man dressed up like a woman, telling a fairy tale to your child.
Right. That's there's nothing like a man, because one thing that has happened is that everything in this society of degradation and low-lifeness, we all involved as well. You know, we're involved as well. I mean, it's sickening and it's sad. That's why I'm saying, if you want to be in this shit, you stay. But for those of us who are wanting to build for our future and our families, and a family is a man and a woman with children, let's go.
But and to add to that, If you have a better plan than that, please tell me about it. If you got a better plan, if you got another way we can build, see, Baba Oshie, we've been slow walked into this situation that we're in right now. It was a slow walk. You know, the Catholics are fighting the Jews, the Jews are fighting the Protestants, all that religious BS, and then Genocide Joe gonna come into the church and stand there and talk about the people that got killed in the church in Charlotte. You're over here killing, financing the war in Gaza, Genocide Joe. Mm-hmm. And the black people were hollering 4 more years. Because he bought a check. You know, when he comes to those churches, he brings a check. He don't just come with talk. He gives the pastor some money. Mm-hmm. And they're in there hollering 4 more years because he is pushing up the fear factor. You know,
well,
Trump
comes. It's the same thing when Bush, the faith-based initiative, silenced all those churches, man. You know,
we gave
churches,
you some money.
Yeah. And so now you can apply for some money. And so they're gonna galvanize those churches, black churches specifically, for Biden, you know. But the evangelicals are gonna go with Trump, and Trump might win this shit.
Yeah, he might win it, and it won't change my life.
No,
Trump is not a manager. Trump, the reason they're upset, the people who are upset with him, is because he's not a manager. When COVID came, Trump didn't know what to do.
Man, he was saying some crazy shit.
He didn't know what to do.
No.
He's not a manager.
No.
He's a barker.
Yeah.
He's the guy that stands out in front of the lady with the beard
at the carnival
and says, come in and see how great she is.
Yep.
I guarantee you, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. Shut up. But no, Baba Oshie. The playbook hasn't changed. Keep the black people separated. Keep them from young, old, tall, short, dark, light. Keep them separated.
But the thing is this, and I was not aware, but I'm quite sure, you know, I understand how Urugu operates. And this, of course, is, you know, for public consumption of Project 2025 and what these conservatives want to do. And it is all contingent upon the winning of the Republican Party at the presidential election later this year by Donald Trump, and putting in place a system that is so dictatorial, man, it makes the Nazi regime, you know, look like, you know, I mean, this is some serious stuff. And that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't, listen, Brother Irv and listeners and all of y'all, I would not lift a damn bone, a fist, to fight to stay in this shit. Now, what I would do.
Hold on,
Brother Paul. Brother Paul. Let me finish this. I wouldn't lift a damn thing to fight in this. But what I would do, fight to my death for the preservation of Africa and African people and the love of African family. I'll fight to the death. Even my old ass will be out there swinging. But to stay here? Go ahead, Brother Paul.
Baba, man, you're not that old, man. You're not that old.
Okay. Okay.
You're older than me.
Listen, Baba Ochi, you don't age. Well, look, it's not me saying this. They say age is just a number, right?
For sure.
I don't know. But the truth is, your spirit is electric, and even Brother Irv, your spirit is electric. So it's not about your age, it's about your spirit and your ability to do what you do, and you're doing it fantastically. But Baba Ochi, and Baba Irv, by the way, Baba Irv, they've got Rob Paul or whatever his name is, he's got a show over here, so you'd be interested. You know, they have an actual show what comes on TV every week, and the way they promote that, it's madness, man. But this is the state where we're in. But you know the project 2025, what you refer to, Baba Ochi. You know, please, I want you to just try and understand this. I'm not trying to be predictive or a know-it-all, but just I just want to put a point here. I want to tap into your critical thinking, and Brother Irvin, everybody who's listening. You said yourself, Baba Ochi, they are both two wings of the same bird.
Yes.
You said that yourself.
All
it's
the
come
time.
Out now, right?
Yeah,
and,
all the time.
Right. And I know you don't believe that. You know that because you're not silly. You know that. You're not one of these people who think, oh, one's going to make a different one. You know that they are it's the same bird.
Exactly.
So this Project 25, let me tell you how they're playing games with us. And this is a psyops. This is a psychological warfare. They're going to bring that through anyway. They're going to bring it through. Let me tell you why they're going to bring it through. Because since states, please listen to what I'm telling you, do not exist anymore. They don't exist. Please explain. Let me explain and break it down for you. Corporations. Look, if you look at, next time you see a picture of the Senate, right? You'll see on the left side and on the right side, the symbols of the fasciite. Fasciite symbols are that goes back to Rome. All the names, senator, all the names that you make up in America, they're based on Rome. Rome. America is the recreation of Rome, of the Roman Empire, okay? The fasciite symbol, Nito Mussolini, he coined the term corporatism, fascism. Now, please, this is what I'm telling you. On both sides of your Senate, you have the fasciite symbols. They're there. They're not here. I'm not making it up. They're there, okay? So what they're telling you by showing you those systems is that they are practicing fascism. Now, they will tell you about democracy and all this crap, but they won't tell you about fascism. They're practicing it right there. Benito Mussolini coined the term. By the way, he was an MI6 agent, British agent. He was trained in Britain and sent back to Italy. So what I'm telling you is that the whole objective is to overthrow the world. So this Project 25, it doesn't matter whether it's Trump or the other idiot. It doesn't matter which side. It's the same bird, and they're going to do the same thing because nation state is over. It's corporatism, which is fascism, which is going to push forward. Okay? So I want you to understand that. Don't get drawn into these people who can't see the wood from the trees and telling you about old Trump and all this. It's the same bird. Yeah. They're going to do the same thing. So what
Good
do
point.
We must prepare? We must prepare firstly. This is the solution. We must prepare our minds. Because you see, this system's breaking down now. And when they bring in their digital money, people's minds ain't going to be able to take it because they're going to cut off people's finances. And when they do that, people are just going to break down. They're going to freeze like a rabbit in the road, like staring at the oncoming light. And they're just not going to know what to do because their minds are going to collapse. And it's happening as we speak. And what have they done to help that happen? They've given us these vaccines. That's what's going to... Oh, listen, man. I'm not making this up. Please wake up. So when you say Exodus, of course that's a plan. Because you have to realize what's coming down the road. And many people don't see what's coming. Nation state is over. These people are just puppets. They're pretenders. They're actors. The real people who run it is the ones who are running the corporate, these corporate states like BlackRock. BlackRock is the biggest funder of all these companies. BlackRock. They finance all these companies. All the biggest companies you could talk about, they're financing it. They're putting the cars. They're the ones who's running the country.
Brother
they're
Paul,
running the country.
That's because they manage BlackRock manages the pension systems in this country. You're absolutely correct in what you're saying, Paul. You're repeating yourself because this is passionate. I understand it, but you're absolutely correct in what you're saying. You get it. But see, dig real quick, because I want other people to get in the call. They are hiding in plain sight. All the information that you just said, all that's on the internet. All you got to do is read it. But our people don't want to know, because once you know, you can't unknow it, Brother
right.
Paul. And this is ugly. This is super ugly. What you're saying, and it goes against everything that I have. Brother Paul, I want to drive my Cadillac. I can't drive my Cadillac, or I can't get Hulu and watch TV because I know that Hulu is owned by Rupert Murdoch, and Rupert Murdoch is the biggest contributor to Trump. So every time I watch Hulu, I pay for Trump's campaign. I don't want to know that. Get my chicken box.
By the way,
Kentucky.
By the way, Brother Irv.
Yeah.
By the way. Rupert Murdoch. I want to know one. I want you to know a fact that you may not know. You know, Rupert Murdoch had the oldest newspaper which he bought in this country, Britain. It was the oldest newspaper, was shut down. It was called the News of the World. It was closed down. Do you know why it was closed down?
Why?
Because he was taken to court, Rupert Murdoch. You won't know this because they're not going to tell you over there because he controls the news. They were taken to court in England, the whole news group, and he was found guilty of bugging phones, creating stories, all kind of nonsense, yeah? And he left Britain. Did he go? He went to America because the oldest newspaper in this country was shut down because of his antics. Now, they're not going to tell you that over there. So you're right. But here what? Here's a solution. I want to say this. What we need to do is tell the people to take their money. Stop spending money with the people who are against them. That's the first thing they can do. If they look on the internet and see these companies, start taking your money and stop supporting them. You can start in your local groceries and your local Walmart or wherever you want to go. Take your money out of these people fund and you see the difference. And if you can get 100 people, then 1,000 people, then more, it will make a difference. That's the power you have. But we need to tell the people, take your money out of these people's funds. That's that, and any one of us can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I don't spend my money with them. But I'm better off. You know, listen. I don't know it all. But listen, I've got myself to the point. I only have one meal a day. I'm not dying. I'm not starving. I'm not suffering. I'm doing very well. I'm more physically strong than I've ever been. So I know I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't spend anything with these people if I can avoid it. I walk past them, okay? I put my money under my pillow. All right? So any one of us can do it. We don't have to live this total extravagant life. Even in my own family, they live it. I see them and I watch them. The way they spend and they want to look good. I don't do it. So if I'm not special, I'm not different than anybody else. So every one of us can do it. Right? Every one of us can do it.
Yeah. Brother Paul, I agree with you. Be the change. Be the change that you talk about. Teach through example. And I love that. Let's get some other people in. Yeah. Papa Oshie, I know Sister Ramona, she's online because we'll talk all day.
I know. Right on. Well, Brother Jay wants to get in. Jay, go ahead.
Earn, you're savage. You're savage, Earn. You wild. But listen, I was hoping that my brother, because I know he missed it.
Who, Ralph?
He's on the line. Oh, she, please put Ralph on the air because
I can't put him on there. He got to call in, but Ralph's been texting me. Ralph's been texting me with some good stuff. I wish he would. Brother Ralph, come on.
We need to hear from Ralph because Ralph is going to tell you and Ralph is going to ask you where the casket's at. And that's what we need to understand. We are in a position to move forward as an African people to greatness, but the only way we're gonna do that is moving forward. We gotta stop looking to the past and respect the elders of the past and build upon their work. We're not building upon the work of Garvey, Malcolm, Martin, all the others, Dr. Blaine, Dr. Clark, Amos. We're not building upon their work. You get Negroes looking at them on YouTube and telling people who is at their foot that they need to look at them on YouTube. When I look at Dr. Clark and Dr. Ben on YouTube, all they do is put a smile on my face and think about how Dr. Ben was sitting down talking about the black woman and what you need to do for the black woman, and then cracking a joke. Nobody knows how funny Dr. Ben could be. And in his accent. You know, oh, you need to really do this. I'm telling you this. The next time you sit down and you take Marimba somewhere, ask her to tell you about how funny Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark was. Ask her to honestly tell you what she thinks Dr. Clark perspective would be where black people are today. Let me tell you something. From someone that had the opportunity to listen to him and to talk to him, he would be somewhat disappointed in our people.
No, there's but no doubt about that.
Understanding the mistakes that he made by not putting forward the people in the place to take us to the next level.
Right.
You got to understand something about Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark and those elders at that time. They was fighting the devil that we just imagined. You remember the time when he had to go and destroy Arthur Schlesinger, which I think his name was.
Arthur Schlesinger.
I can't pronounce.
Hold on. Arthur Schlesinger. But let me get Brother Ralph in.
Brother Ralph.
Hey, peace, everybody.
Right
you
on.
Know, I'm yes, here sir. On this snow day, snowed in, listening to the conversation.
Right on.
And I like the way it's going, because what it does, it puts responsibility back on us.
Yes.
And I was listening to Brother Paul, and today I can agree with him. They are wings of the same bird, and it's painful to listen to our people say, oh, Trump might win, Trump might. So what? So what? It's the same oppressive system.
Right.
Controlled by the same corporate people. It's wasted conversation. The conversation we need is to find out what we're going to do about our dilemma and a way out of it, because nobody's going to solve this for us. It's not going to be any reparations. That's wasted conversation. If you know this man is the devil, you know he's the enemy. Stop wasting the conversation on it and do something for itself.
Right on.
Malcolm said in 1960s, do for self. And yet, we still begging for reparations. We got all these reparation task force getting paid off by the man to keep our minds high. Do for self. And, OG, I agree with you. So, but look at all these sovereign nations with military still getting bombed.
Yeah.
We have to have a sovereignty of the mind. We have to want to do for self and stop being this slave. And we sound like slaves on the radio, so I understand the brother's passion. Because we sound like slaves, oh, Mr. Trump is going to get back in the White House. What can we do? That's a Biden and Obama creation right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just sit back and I listen, but I just wait to find out, when are we going to put the responsibilities back on us? When are we going to be the example of those people that we want to become? When are we going to do it? If we're just spitting in the wind, saying this, that, and the other, it's just talk. It don't mean nothing.
Right.
But we have to be that example.
I say.
And that, you know, that is just that. And far as sovereignty, like I said, you need a military to protect your sovereignty. Look at some of these sovereign nations now that are getting blown out of the water, like Yemen and a few others.
Yeah.
Even though we're getting the news, we're getting fake news because we really don't know the situation over there. They might be getting their this country might be getting their ass kicked, but the media is a third arm of the military.
Yeah, it's
we never know the truth of what's going on in those countries. So, you know, my man kept begging me to call in, so I just called in to add to the conversation, drop my little
Thank
nickel,
you,
man. And I did want to say something, too.
Go ahead, Ralph.
I know the Hebrew women. Women, I want to say this, too. Now, even though the Ghanaian president dismantled that Pan-African conference, you know,
right.
There are certain brothers in this country. Now, I know you don't believe in their religious philosophy, this, that, and the other. But Brother Nathaniel and them, they built a school in Ghana. You don't get no – you don't hear nothing about that.
Sure.
And these are black Hebrew Israelites.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They have a community over Ghana.
Yeah.
They are –
I've been
they
there.
They have people to protect their investments in Ghana.
Yes.
But yet we attack them because we allow our personal egos and differences to divide us. Like Malcolm said in the 60s, leave your religious practices
right
at the door, because they did us any good. we wouldn't be in the situation
That's
we
right.
are. So we need to leave those divisions and those things behind us, see what these brothers are doing, and just
right support it. If you like it, is it good?
Because they are us.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
So, you know, that's all I had to say.
Right on, brother. Right.
You know, good program.
Thank
put
you.
The responsibility back on us. Be the example we want others to be. So that's all I had to say.
Right on, brother. Appreciate you, brother Ralph. Thank you so much, man. Have a good
appreciate
weekend.
Appreciate you too, brother.
All right. Brother Paul, appreciate you, man.
You know, let me make this short and quick. Look, you know, when our brother says put responsibility back on us, that touches my soul, because that's what I'm about. I don't want to. I'm sick of hearing this nonsense crap. Oh, Trump, like he's some bogeyman. I don't care. We as a people have been through so much on this planet, and it's not for coincidence. It's for a reason. It's to raise us up, to make us realize our responsibility, and that means our ability to respond. So if you haven't got the ability to respond and you think you're too old, I'm not talking to you, Baba Ochi. I'm not talking to you, because you have a spirit of a young newborn. I'm talking to those who have given up and talk a lot of crap. Go and buy yourself a rocking chair and rock yourself to sleep, and buy my sake, don't wake back up. That's my gift to you.
Not
because
all.
The reality of it, this race is for the fittest. This race is for those who want to win. And if you don't want to win, goodbye. Take care.
Right on. Let's go.
Right on.
We're winning this race. Listen, brothers, it's that time. Brother Irv, you got something as we get out of here?
Yeah, Robert Oshie, great show. I think everyone who called in today contributed 110%. Thank
tremendous.
You, Brother Ralph, for calling in on Jay begging you to call in. I appreciate that, because everyone is saying the exact same thing.
Really, oh, yeah, we're all, Oshie. Man, we're in agreement.
Yeah, we're all saying the same
thing.
Yeah,
we're all in agreement. We understand.
And be the change. Be the change that you talk about. Live through example. Don't
right
just
on.
Talk the talk. Walk the walk.
Right on.
You know, and just keep it moving, because we're there. We're there. We just don't know we're there, because it's in the mind. And he's absolutely right. It's in the mind. And our minds have been freed. And once your mind is freed, you can't go back.
Well, free your ass,
amen.
And your mind will follow.
Yes, sir. There
right.
you go.
That's
there
our motto.
Go.
Free your ass, and your mind will follow.
Yes,
brother,
your mind brother, will follow.
Brother Jay, got any closing remarks, Jay? Jay? Oh, I can't hear you, brother. You're breaking
hey,
up.
Hey,
okay,
Oshie,
go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Oshie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or is that saying make my funky P-funk funk until my funk is uncut?
That's right. I want the bomb.
But listen,
the P-funk.
I'm just glad that Ralph called in and spoke about them Hebrew Israelites, what they're doing over there in Ghana, because that's the direction that we need to be looking at. Now, it don't have to be in a religious format, but it should definitely
right.
be
work.
structured by
to
what
work
they're
together.
Doing. And listen, all I want to do is say and let it be known that I'm going to be enjoying the Ravens lose this weekend, I think.
No. I like Texas, too, but no. Well, no.
Wait, this must be some static. Bob Ocean's some static in the line. Did you say Lou?
No.
Something wrong.
That's
okay.
Right.
Hey, let's get that fixed.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. Hey,
something
family.
Wrong. Well, all I can say is when I call in on Monday, you know I'm going to have an egg on my face or a gleam in my eye.
Like the lady told
right.
me. Or money,
right.
like the lady told me, bitch better have my money.
All right, dude. All right, brother.
All right, brother. Enjoy
all
the
right.
weekend.
Peace. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. And not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell, damn it, don't want to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep, that means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Abibi Vahadie, B. Before that means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend, family. Peace.